The views and opinions expressed within this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, advertising partners, or ownership of Forever Communication. The It's All Good podcast, hosted by Lorraine Gossett Jones, sponsored by Baptist Memorial Hospital.
This is Lorraine Jones with 15 minutes of good news, sponsored by Baptist Memorial Hospital. Now, I've recorded over, 30 or more podcasts, and people always ask me all the time, how do I come up with the ideas that I talk about, the things I talk about? And usually, I get an idea from something funny that's happened in my life or something that I've been through that I want to share. But this time, I'm almost ashamed to say the idea came from Facebook. Do you ever take pictures from Facebook that you find interesting? Take pictures so you don't forget it or whatever. I do that all the time. I look today, I have 7,522 photos on my phone to prove it. And there are 4,425 items that are not synced to iCloud of those pictures, whatever that is. I don't know if I should be worried about that or not. But anyway, scrolling through my pictures today, I realize I have lots of pictures of my kids and of my grandkids and Walk of Hope events. And I have lots of selfies of me and my husband on our adventures. But I also have lots of pictures from Facebook. I have pictures that I've snapped of crafts that I think I could make, but I never do. Pictures of recipes that I could cook, but I never do. Books I want to read, but I never do. Even hairdos and haircuts that I think I can wear, but my limp, straight hair is never going to do that. So, and then I found this thing called Google Lens, where you can take a picture of something and Google Lens it, and you can find out more about it. You can find out where you could purchase it. You can find out how much it costs, what it's worth. I use it like for yard sale items. You can find a piece of glassware, take a picture of it, send it to Google Lens or whatever, and it'll say what somebody's selling it for on eBay and what it is and all of that. And I learned about this from a couple of girlfriends. We were on a shopping trip in Lexington, and one of my friends was looking at an expensive dress hanging on a hanger. She took a picture of it, sent it to Google Lens, because it was very expensive, to see if maybe she could get it at a better price, at a store closer to home, online somehow, you know. And I was amazed. And so I've been using this Google Lens from time to time. Well, I'm a night owl, and my husband is not. So he was asleep one night, and I was in a new pair of pajamas that I just got from TJ Maxx. Last one on the rack, my size, and I put it on. And it felt so good that I wondered if I could find another pair, maybe in a different color. So I took a picture of it while I was still in them. I can't wait. If I get something on my brain, something in my mind I want to do, I can't wait. I just got to do it. So I took a picture while I was, you know, sitting propped up in bed. Didn't get my face in the picture, but I took a selfie of my pajamas while I was still in them. So you can see my arms, you know, taking the selfie, holding the camera. Well, I send to Google Lens expecting a list of stores where I can purchase these awesome pajamas. Now, what pops up are possible diagnoses for what I call the sunspots or freckles on my arms. What comes up is keratosis, eczema, possible skin cancer. I did not know my arms looked that bad. I laughed so hard. Now, here it's midnight. I'm cracking up. Alan's sleeping away. I didn't have anyone to share that with. But it's a good thing using this Facebook. It can give me some good ideas. But anyway, I digress here. I just had to share that with you. But I also take pictures of quotes that I like, stories that I find interesting, and excerpts from speeches and books. I'm a nerd that way. And I ran across The Philosophy of Charles Schulz on Facebook. And it's a short quiz. I took a picture of it and I saved it because I thought that it might be good material for a podcast one day. So here we are. But before I get to the quiz, I want to tell you a little bit about Charles Schulz. I looked him up and, most of us know he's a cartoonist. He was born in 1922. And he really is regarded as one of the most influential cartoonists in history. He was the brains behind the Peanuts cartoons. You know, Charlie Brown, Lucy, Linus, Schroeder, Snoopy, Woodstock, Peppermint Patty, and remember the red-haired little girl? His comic strip contained really minimalistic drawings. Sarcastic humor, emotional honesty, the inner thoughts of a household pet, endearing characters, and it dealt with the serious treatment of children. In fact, that comic strip only contained children. If you remember, it was just them, and even if their parents, were maybe yelling at them or talking to them, it wouldn't show the parents, but what would you hear? The wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. It wouldn't even give the parents' voice. And it was always funny to me that that's what kids hear when their parents talk. Wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. They don't even hear the words. But he never showed adults. He said that he didn't find adults interesting to draw. But some other people claim that he couldn't draw adults very well. So I'm not sure what the answer is to that. But the Peanuts comic strip, it made its appearance in 1950, and it became one of the most popular comic strips of all time. At its height, and this is amazing to me, Peanuts was published daily in 2,600 newspapers in 75 countries in 21 languages for nearly 50 years. And in that time, he drew almost 18,000 published comic strips in his career. 18,000. Now, the comic strips plus the merchandise and product endorsements, it produced revenues of more than $1 billion per year. It's amazing. He also wrote TV specials, and he oversaw their productions. And his first animated TV special, A Charlie Brown Christmas, aired in 1965, and he won an Emmy for it. They finished it the week before it aired. It was very raw, but it's one of my favorites. And back in my day, we had to wait. Like, you would start seeing advertisements for A Charlie Brown Christmas. Oh, it's going to air December 14th at 7 o'clock. Well, you had to wait. You couldn't stream it. You couldn't tape it. You couldn't watch it on Netflix later. You had to wait till that day and that time. And if you missed it, you missed it. So I couldn't wait every year till that came on. Charles Schulz was a Christian. He was active in the Church of God and later taught Sunday school at a Methodist church. And his faith bled over into his comic strips. And many times his characters referenced scripture. In fact, out of those 18,000 comic strips that I told you he wrote, 560 of them have a religious reference. For example, like the comic strip where Charlie Brown catches Snoopy stealing food from the fridge, he uses the Bible to tell him, "Thou shalt not steal." Snoopy borrows the book, flips the page, and points out, "Thou shalt not muzzle the ox while he treads out the grain." Or then there's the one where Lucy is lecturing Charlie Brown about something, and she says, "I can't help thinking that this would be a better world if everyone would listen to God." And in that movie, A Charlie Brown Christmas, at the end, Linus quotes from Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 14, in the King James Version of the Bible. He quotes it in order to explain to the audience what Christmas is all about. You know, when Schultz was asked about this rule-breaking inclusion of Scripture in this Christmas special, he simply replied, "If I don't do it, who will?" Doesn't that just make you love him and the Peanuts gang even more? Well, it does me. Well, now to the quiz. Actually, Schultz called it a good way of thinking about life. He called it the Charles Schultz philosophy. And I'm gonna read that to you. Now, you don't have to answer every question. Just ponder on it and just listen and you'll get the point. So this is Charles Schultz's philosophy. He says, number one, name the five wealthiest people in the world. Number two, name the last five Heisman Trophy winners. Yikes. Number three, name the last five winners of the Miss America pageant. Number four, name 10 people who have won the Nobel or the Pulitzer Prize. Number five, name the last half dozen Academy Award winners for Best Actor and Actress. And number six, name the last decade's worth of World Series winners. How'd you do? If you're like me, not very good. The point is, none of us remember the headliners of yesterday. And these are not second-rate achievers. They are the best in their field. But the applause dies. Awards tarnish. Achievements are forgotten. Accolades and certificates are buried with their owners. So he gave us this other quiz. He said, try this quiz and see how you do on this one. Number one, name a few teachers who aided your journey through school. Name three friends who have helped you through a difficult time. That's easy. Name five people who have taught you something worthwhile. That's also easy. Think of a few people who have made you feel appreciated and special. And the last one, think of five people you enjoy spending time with. Was that list easier? The lesson, Schultz tells us here, is that the people who make a difference in your life are not the ones with the most credentials, the most money, or the most awards. They are simply the ones who care the most and who are there for you. I love that. I found a book written by Robert L. Short, and it was called The Gospel According to Peanuts. And in his book, he says, from Charlie Brown, I learned that rejection and insults will come. Soldier on. It's okay to be scared. From Lucy, I learned that sometimes we just need to listen. From the lovable pianist, Schroeder, I learned that we should do what we love to do. From the whole gang, I learned that friends are valuable. And despite our failures and shortcomings, we need to be there for each other. Short said, when Linus, who carries a security blanket everywhere, asked Lucy, "Do you ever pray?" I knew that I needed to. When Snoopy was comforted by the words, "Be of good cheer," I knew those were the words of Jesus. Yep, Peanuts taught us to laugh a little each day, to go fly a kite, to dance like a dog, to eat a snowflake, and to trust. Did you know that there's only one time in 50 years of Peanuts cartoons that Linus dropped his security blanket? When he's giving his speech on what Christmas is all about from the book of Luke, chapter 2, when he says, "Fear not," he drops his blanket. Sometimes a little cartoon can teach us to let go of worry, to drop those things we hang on to reflect on the God who is with us, and fear not. This is Lorraine Jones, and you've been listening to 15 Minutes of Good News, sponsored by Baptist Memorial Hospital.
The It's All Good podcast, hosted by Lorraine Gossett Jones, sponsored by Baptist Memorial Hospital, delivering the promise of quality health care.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it is the perfect time to schedule your annual mammogram, especially if you skipped it last year or have never had one. Early detection is the best protection, so do not put it off any longer. It is time to get back to caring for yourself. Schedule your mammogram today by calling Baptist Memorial Hospital Union City at 884-3055. To learn more, visit baptistpink.com. Baptist Memorial Hospital Union City, get better with a leader.